Oh, yes, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Tuesday night. The Monday blues are gone. The weekend's over. A big announcement we have to discuss. A happy end is going to happen tonight on the show. I know I just have one thing to say. Welcome to the show, the Unstoppable Super Show. I am your host, Hollywood Rick Brutal. And, well, he's not here yet. We're waiting on Judgment J. Esquire, the man who will proceed over the happy events this evening. But in the meantime...
Okay.
The boss lady has called in to help out.
Okay, she'll do that for you.
Hello.
Hello. Susie the Elf is here, ladies and gentlemen.
I heard we already had a caller.
Yes, he's on hold.
I'm probably running him off in about 2.5 seconds.
Oh, well, let's bring this gentleman on and see what's up before we get into everything. I have a list of things here to talk about, but we'll always take a caller. Hello, caller.
What's going on?
Oh, really? You try to play your own entrance music over the phone? That is so lame. You little yellow-belly chicken. You yellow-belly little chicken.
Oh, it must be Rowdy. No, it is Rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to call in and get his self heard after he ran repeatedly from Asylum Radio last night. Matter of fact, he ran and wouldn't face up to the music when I was going at him yesterday. He's not even worth the time to bring him on air.
All right, Susie, shut the fuck up and let me explain.
Hold on a minute. Wait, hold on.
And you don't talk
if you
to me
don't
that
hear
way.
Me right. Shut the fuck up and let me.
No. You don't tell me to do that on my own radio station.
Who's the crap?
So you can just take yourself off and hide in the corner where you belong.
Oh, who's
going to
be fucking hiding in the goddamn corner anymore, huh?
Yeah, you can hide in the corner because that's where you belong.
No fucking more, folks. Here's the thing. Come Wednesday, I will be back.
Run and hide.
I will be back, and there will be some
easy
shit
going. You know, all I have to do is bring up Mordred and you're going to cry because he owned you multiple times.
Yeah, Mordred's doing so funny, but I could be a dirty self-sum bitch for fucking want to.
Corner where you belong. Put your nose in the little, in the circle in the corner like the little pain in the rear end that you are. Just go over there and hide in the corner because that's where you like to run and hide to.
Blah, blah,
because
blah.
You
all
can't
talk,
face
no,
up to anybody standing up to you. You can't face anybody that will sit there and trash talk you and go after you. You have to run and hide. You have to hang up because you can't face the music. You can't do anything like a big boy can. You need to go back and put. You need to go back and you need to put your little training pants back on and sing the "I'm a Big Boy Now" song. Because maybe you might finally get potty trained. We all know you don't wet the bed.
Shut the fuck up.
So go put your training pants back on, and when you can act like a big boy, then you can call in and have civil conversations with hosts on a radio show. But when you run and hide and lie about people, you don't act like the big boy you think you are. So go pull your training pants on and come back when you're potty trained. Then we might actually take you seriously.
Susie?
No, I'm not going to do. No, I'm not dealing with you.
I don't give a fuck.
So go ahead. Just keep trying to talk over me.
I don't care.
We tell
all I
got
to say is
shut your ass up because it ain't going to happen. Because you are such a piece of crap floating around in the air.
Everybody
don't breathe in because then you'll have to breathe in.
Susie, he's gone. He hung up.
Yes, I accomplished my goal.
But, hold on. This is what I wanted to play last week for him. Can I just play this really quick?
Oh, hold
before
on
we get into
a
everything.
Second. Isis wants to know if Rowdy needs some butter for that burn.
I don't know. But anyway, this is what I want to play. From now on, when he calls in, this is a song everybody on this station has to play. Sing along. You know the song. Couldn't get away. Should I play the whole song or just end it here? Susie? Susie? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Should I play the whole thing?
What?
What? Should I play the whole song or just cut it out so we get to the show?
It's your show. Cut it out whenever you want to or play the whole song.
All right. We got stuff going on.
But, yeah.
I was so mad I couldn't upload this last week, and he was all like, damn it.
So, everybody, I challenge everybody in the chat to send Rowdy a package of pull-ups and tell him that when he's potty trained and can sing, I'm a big boy now, then he can come on radio. That's my challenge to everybody listening. Send him a package of pull-ups.
All right. We got a whole bunch of callers on hold, Susie. I'm going to bring them on.
If y'all can't tell, I really cracked Isis up, didn't I?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I hear in the background.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to send them some Lightning McQueen pull-ups.
No. He doesn't deserve Lightning McQueen. He's too cool. My Lightning is just too cool for him.
You're right.
It needs to be like Sesame Street.
Or we can always put him in the princess ones.
Yeah, Disney princess. Everybody send him Disney princess pull-up.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Isis is about to lose it.
I hear. And I would like to thank... Hold on. Before I know we got... We had to run into something. I would like to thank everybody in the chat for showing up tonight, even though tonight's the big premiere of Season 7, the last season. The last
final season.
Of Sons of Anarchy. It's a 2.5-hour episode.
I can't wait.
It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. It's an hour and 45-minute episode with a 45-minute chat Q&A session with the cast on TV afterwards. So.
Oh, like so talking SOA?
Yep.
Type thing?
Yes, I have it. Questions. I have it recording on the DVR, but I haven't seen Season 6 yet. But I'm not watching Season 7 until I watch Season 6, so don't
worry.
Right. See, I have to wait for Season 6 to come out on Netflix.
CouchTuner. CouchTuner.com.
Yeah,
I can't get that to ever work for me.
Each show has like several different choices. You have to go through them all to figure out which one works. We do have another caller on hold. But... Hello, caller.
Choices. You have to go through them all to figure out which one works.
You have to lower the radio because I can hear myself talking from a few moments ago.
Yes, mute your radio.
Mute your radio. You're on the air.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got to lower the radio.
Mute your radio, dude.
What's up?
Mute the radio because we can hear the show.
This is Nathan Sawyer.
Okay, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
Shut
mute
the radio.
Radio.
You're on the air with us.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I listened to what my idiot brother had to say.
But you're not listening to us, what we're saying.
HRB, I would suggest going ahead and muting him.
Yeah, I just did. Until he figures it out.
Dude, if he can't listen four times in a row, come on.
All right, let me see who this caller is. Hello, caller.
Hold on just a second. Nathan, We will be happy to bring you back on air, but you have to mute the radio show on your computer. That way we can hear what you're saying, and we don't hear the feedback from the radio.
And now I brought somebody else on. Who is this?
Oh, wow. Depressing.
And you are?
This is Darren.
Who?
And
I'm sorry,
by the
who?
Way, and by the
you're who?
We never did hear you say who you are.
I can't hear anything he's saying. He's breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yes. Yes, yes. Mr. Verizon man.
No, it ain't. It's Sprint. Shut up.
And who? And who are you telling to shut up?
Can you hear me now as the Verizon dude?
I think it's Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that's the Verizon guy, but I'm just asking if you can hear me now. I've got Sprint, so shut up.
Oh,
yeah,
it's just
you. And by the way, next time you send out a challenge, make sure I'm on Wrestler Unstoppable, because as of right now, I don't have fucking Wi-Fi, you dumb bitch.
Okay, and another thing, you never tell me,
again,
shut up.
Go,
is this Robbie again?
Go get your pull-ups on. And when you're potty trained...
Oh, I don't have fucking pull-ups. I got fucking big boy drawers, damn it. So shut the fuck up on the dirty stuff some bitch is talking.
But when you get potty trained...
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Susie, Susie.
And can be and act like a big boy, then maybe we can have a conversation.
Hold
because
on. I just
want to
say this.
I never once... I never
everything that comes
once
out of your mouth sounds like you're being a whore.
You,
a what?
I never once had to go and I never once called you any name besides a piece of crap. Or well, I called you Cletus Wannabe. You know, I never once cussed at you. Never once. But yet I'm a whore, a bitch. You tell me to shut the F up. You know, I mean, if you can't carry on a conversation without acting that way, then no, you're not.
Why have a conversation with you at all, Susie, when you're basically,
you know, I really don't care what you
have
like
to some say little kid or whatever.
Because you just run away and hide and hang up because you can't take the heat. I don't care if you have internet or not. You know, when you can act like a grown-up and talk
I'm
like
a grown-up. I'm 24 fucking
no,
years old.
No, you aren't. Let me tell you something. My 15-year-old acts more mature than you do. Okay? My little 5-year-old soccer team, my under 5, my 3- and 4-year-old little soccer team has more maturity than you do. So when you can act like a mature adult you claim to be, then maybe
what's
you
the
can
point
have
of
some conversations
no,
with the people
and
on
you can stop
air. So until
that
then, you can shut yourself up and respect the people running the shows, running the companies, and not running from your commitments and not pulling out and backing out, you know, and blaming it on other, oh, well, I heard that Addie was going to be there. Well, that's just a piece, you just acted like a piece of crap when you do that. You want to man up, you want to do the right thing, you want to become known, then don't back away from things that you've committed to. You no good piece of crap. Because until you can do that, there's not a single person that will respect you as a wrestler. There's not a single person in this game that's going to respect you, that's going to want you to be a part of what is going on.
Oh,
so grow the hell up and act appropriately, and then you know what? People will take you seriously. But until then, it's not a single one of us is going to take you seriously. And believe me, we
honestly,
have a hell of a lot
people
more clout than
you
ever thought.
I beat you with
like
my estrogen title.
And then we can go on about our show without having this little child interrupting people all the freaking time. Because it's ridiculous, it's stupid, and it's pointless.
Oh, wow,
so
cry me a river,
once
bitch.
Once you have gone and grown
after
up,
that, I bid you all a farewell.
Talk to us. So,
there he goes.
He hung up.
And he ran again.
Am I muted?
All right, let me bring...
No, you're not muted.
You're
okay.
On.
But, you know, well,
again?
When I'm talking over, I'm
yeah.
sorry for talking over everybody, but
hold on, Susie, I'm bringing people. Hold on. Is this Nathan?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Nathan.
Okay, it's Nathan. Thank you for the radio. Okay.
It's pretty interesting me type of mouth my brother has on him.
Oh, so
yes.
You're Ralph's brother. My condolences.
Oh, you poor sad soul, yeah. I wouldn't even admit that.
I hope you're not full-blooded brothers.
No.
Okay,
we're not.
You might have
okay.
a chance of being saved.
Okay, so you're the sperm that actually got implanted, and he's the sperm that should have hit the wall. Well, yeah. You know.
Yes, quite so.
Yeah. But
your brother needs some pull-ups and to finally become a big kid and grow up.
We gonna get him some princess pull-ups. Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to talk some sense into him, but it's not working.
I was gonna say,
well,
he seems type like you try and talk some sense, and he just keeps talking over you the whole time.
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
You know, my manager has a brother like that in real life, for real.
And you know. For some reason, people have a problem with me, and I'm not sure if it's because of my brother or it's because of stuff I did.
Well, see, I don't know you, Nathan. I really don't. You know, all I know about Rowdy is he runs and hides, and you know, so I have no opinion on you. You seem to be a sensible person and, you know, talk very nicely to other people.
Oh, yeah, I'm very respectful, and until you piss me off, then I'm a dick.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong.
Addie just posted a scene with Princess Phillips.
You know, there's nothing wrong with acting the part of a heel. I mean, that's what we do. But there's also, though, when it comes to the point, you know, when somebody runs from their commitments and blames it on other people and can't have a, you know, can't talk. So the first time he ever came on air, he tells me to shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That hurt me the most. He tells you to shut the fuck up. And I'm like, pardon me? What?
That was uncalled for.
And you know, it's one of those things. You know, I had no dealing with him, and he tells me to shut up. Well, you know, I'm not going to stand by, and I'm not going to stand by and let people treat me that way. No. So, you know, if he had been civil, I would have been civil.
That's completely understandable. He was out of line. I don't know what
speak into
bug
the microphone.
He's got up his ass, but I'm going to apologize on his part.
Well, you don't
oh,
need
no,
to apologize
don't.
For him. That's not your fault.
You know, he is my tag team partner and stuff like that, and he's got some bad qualities, but, you know. But since I'm on the air, I got something I need to say.
Okay.
First, to Red.
No. Be careful what you say.
Be nice.
It's
nice.
Nothing bad.
It's her wedding
it's
night.
No, it's
okay.
nothing
wedding
bad.
Night.
Okay, it's nothing bad. Let him talk. Go ahead.
I know I've done some stupid shit, like backing into a duck tank and knocking you unconscious. And I'm sorry about that. But, it's a special night for you, and I just want to say from one friend to another, congratulations. I'm sure he's a good guy, and you deserve him.
Who are you talking, saying this to?
I had Red.
Hothead
Red.
Oh, okay, sorry. Never mind.
And then,
allergies.
I'm not sure what Lincoln's problem is with me, but I don't have a problem with him. And you can ask Addie if I get proved wrong about something, I'll apologize.
Now,
so,
Nathan, are you in chat? Can you see the chat?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm reading now. And I was scrolling through earlier, and Lincoln was saying something about me, and I don't know what his problem is, but I don't have a problem with him, and I'm trying not to get any heat started between us.
Because, well, Red did say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
I'm waking up.
What's going on?
What's happening?
I'm not doing it.
What's going on?
Somebody played their theme song.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Judge.
Great.
Now listen up.
Hi,
hey, Judgment. Welcome to the show. This is Nathan, Rowdy's brother. Rowdy was on. We booted him out. Nathan is...
I'm going to chase him off.
How you doing?
I chased him off twice.
What's happening, Nathan? Now, look. See, here's the thing. I'm sorry I'm late. I was watching a preview of a reality TV show that basically says what Unstoppable is, along with King Alpha and Lord Amadeus, the Biggest Loser.
Oh.
Now.
Yes, Judge.
So, Nathan.
Yes.
You're Roddy Doody, brother.
Don't hold him against him.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Well, I give you points for coming on and actually claiming.
Admitting.
You know, I don't approve of his methods. He pushes people's buttons. He pisses people off. I don't know what his problem is. I've tried knocking some sense into him. It's not working. But I'm not like that. So you ain't got to worry about me.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I'm worried about little people anymore because my focus is on two other busy bones around Unstoppable. But this isn't why I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight to perform a ceremonial wedding.
You are breaking up, Judge.
A little bit.
No.
Is this better?
Yes, okay.
So I'm here tonight to marry one of my best friends and one of the hottest divas in Unstoppable.
I love the comments.
Hey, Nathan, if you can, post your link in the chat, please. Sorry, Judge.
Oh, you're right.
If we may, I have somebody on hold who's been on hold for quite a few minutes. Let's bring him on.
Oh.
And let's wish a very happy birthday to the birthday boy,
yeah,
the birthday clown himself. Ladies and gentlemen, say happy birthday to Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown.
Happy birthday to me. Yay. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Shifty.
Woo!
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Shifty.
Happy birthday,
thank
boss.
Thank you.
Hey, boss, I got a birthday gift for you, too. I won the estrogen title.
Wow. Is it full of estrogen?
Awesome job, Tanky. Awesome job. Did everybody see my sweet new ride?
No. Oh, I was going to take
you up. I drove up on it. It's outside. It's a tie-dye golf cart.
Do you like your new golf cart? I figured
I do.
you'd use that to get around RAWF.
You know,
it's
funny.
It's very nice. I can ride it, and when I hit the horn, it plays like Cucaracha.
I had it custom made just for you.
You know, it's funny. I was going to get one, though. Somebody goes, the guy I went to goes, that's funny because someone else is having one made. And I put two and two together and said, somebody already did it. Somebody beat me to it.
And Shell's cake was rather spicy.
And somebody has logged in as the host and kicked me out of the chat.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no, not me.
Wasn't me.
I don't have that power.
I think it's just blog talk fucking with you, bud.
No. Trying to get back in there.
Let me see.
Hmm.
But I had to come on for a few minutes from my hospital room to say thank you for everybody and all the happy well wishes. I had some birthday cake. I had Shell's cake come over, but I had to get some well wishes from the hospital. I'm still a little woozy from the beat down that I got from one realm after happy hours on Saturday night.
Oh yeah,
good lord. I'm
it was,
sorry.
A, boot, it was a boot fucking. It was.
He crushed me on a stretcher between the stretcher and a brick wall while I was strapped down, as far as I was told. I don't really remember all that much. I got a large lump on my head that looks worse than, I feel like Eric Stoltz from Mask.
Listen to
this.
You enjoy the cake, the catering? I had the catering staff make you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, Susie. It was good.
Good.
But
I gave him my special recipe and told him, you know, had to be all very colorful for you.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know. I appreciate the birthday wishes, but due to this attack, I'm going to be out of action for some weeks here going forward. I'm going to be out. It looks like for probably close to a month. I might be able to come back by RAWF Graveyard Smash.
Oh.
But by that point, I should be cleared to come back. But until the time is that I can come back, Terrell the Truth Johnson will be filling in for me on Happy Hours with Lord Amadeus.
Very cool.
So I want to let everybody know that, and it's a big announcement. So. I just wanted to say thank you all for the happy birthday wishes, and I'll just listen from now because I think my meds are kicking in.
All right. Well, happy birthday, brother, and rest well.
Happy birthday,
Shifty. We'll see you soon. That's right. Enjoy your golf cart.
I don't think I should have driven it over here. I think they want me to go back to the hospital because a couple of the white men in the white suits are coming.
Well,
let the orderly drive you back.
Yes.
Okay. Are you taking me back to the... what's that? What's in that needle? Oh.
Yeah, they're driving back.
Oh, happy juice. I'm going to listen to the show. See you later, everybody.
All right. See
happy
you later,
birthday.
Happy birthday, brother. All right, let's bring on. So many people on hold here. Let's bring on. I believe this is Sean.
Oh, goody goody, we have an announcement
from PWR Slam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Happy birthday, Shifty the Drunken Dragon Clown. I hope you enjoy your Afro cake that I sent you, along with the two tickets to the Afro Circuit.
Sean, you have an announcement.
Yes, I do. We do have. Ladies and gentlemen, due to some unfortunate circumstances, Ronnie Nicole will no longer be with us as a co-host. So, for the time being, we have found a replacement. Ladies and gentlemen, starting tomorrow night, PWR Slam welcomes regular Tank Girl.
Oh, congratulations, Tanky.
You heard it. Yeah, now I got to study up and not be a pothead. I can do it. It's cool. Thanks, but seriously, I was surprised that the team actually considered me. So, yeah, you don't even know. I was surprised, and I'm in shock, and thank you. I'm quite humbled.
Very cool. Very cool. Congratulations, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, tomorrow night we have Rosie on, so it's going to be a good show.
And Jesse Amato and Jules.
Yes.
And October 1st. It's the one-year anniversary spectacular.
Don't you hear squeal.
I don't know if you heard about this yet, but October 1st, on a very special edition of PWR Slam, Road Warrior Animal will be with us.
Very
And we will be paying
squeal.
Tribute.
Is that better?
We will be paying tribute to his partner, Road Warrior Hawk.
Nice. Very cool. And all this tomorrow.
Am I still on?
Yes,
yeah.
You're still on. And that's October 1st, but tomorrow night, PWR Slam, 9 p.m. Eastern on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
I don't mean to interrupt, but Rowdy, if you're listening, call in, because I got something
you
I need you to
know.
Hear.
Oh, please.
I think he's on,
happy night.
You know,
I'm on my Facebook page.
Hold on. I think he's on hold again. I will bring him on one last time.
Oh, please don't bring him on air.
He's on hold.
Listen.
And if it gets out of hand, I will hang up on him. So let's see if this is... Is this
Hello.
You, Rowdy? Is this you? Hello?
Can you guys hear me all right?
Sure.
Rowdy, listen,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this because you're my brother, and I love you. You got to stop with this bullshit, man.
Oh, come on.
I know you're having fun.
You don't even
I
let
know
your brother
fun.
Talk.
Thank you. Let them talk.
But you got to end this bullshit, man. It's childish, second grade bullshit. Like,
you may be
I'm telling you this because you're my brother.
It's
you
like,
need
I
to
know,
end this bullshit.
And I know, Nate. I agree. It's got to end at some point, but I just don't know when yet.
Like... But I don't know what's going. I don't know how it all started. I don't give a damn. You need to end the second grade bullshit between you, Addie, and everybody who you pissed off. You need to end it, put it behind you, start over, because the shit is starting to affect my in-ring work. I'm telling you, end this bullshit, please.
Oh, isn't that cute? He's telling his brother how to become a puppy trainer.
Also,
hey, Judgment, do me a favor. Go find your father, Spicy McHaggis. I hear he's your rumored daddy.
Really? Really?
What?
I'm telling you to grow
up.
How's
it daddy?
I don't know what Rowdy talks about anymore, and I'm really surprised that
you
guys have somebody important to bring on, and we're sitting here... In third grade, listening to Barney talk to his puppet man, puppy boy.
But yeah, Nathan, I agree. The bullshit's got to end, and if Addie does come on sometime in the next day or on radio next day or so, I'll come on and talk with him and see if we can't let bygones be bygones.
That's all I'm asking because honestly, I think everybody's tired of hearing the same old shit. It's getting annoying.
I'm being honest with you, too. I'm getting tired of it as well because, I mean, yeah, he and I go back and forth, and it's starting to get old real quick.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you're adding it on, man. You're just constantly adding on to it, starting it. They don't even say anything. You say something, man. I understand you're mad and pissed off and you hate the world, but sometimes you got to swallow your pride, bro. I've had to swallow my pride 3 times because of what people said. Or what shit has happened. And it's, you may not like it, but you'll come to realize it's the best decision you ever made.
And you're probably
I'm telling you
it is. Hollywood, check your text message.
Okay, I'm checking.
Chill, we'll do that.
I'm sorry, what was you saying?
Okay, you know what? I said this the other night and talking to Susie and everything, and I think what Rowdy needs is a dose of reality, and I think we have just the special person in queue.
Uh-oh.
Hey, we can bring him on.
Yeah, let's bring him on.
We'll do an old... Is he there?
I believe
D'Angelo.
He's on. Hello, sir. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
D'Angelo. D'Angelo. Here he is, the groom. I almost said bride. Oh, my God, the groom to be.
Sorry.
Yes.
He is the one, the true,
hey,
the dirty South superstar, the groom of the obscene. Rowdy, you still here? Sit there in the fucking little boy's chair. Yeah, come on. let's raise some fucking hell. Fuck these fucktards. Let's have a great time. Let's entertain these motherfuckers.
Yes, D'Angelo, you know, I do think, and I know this is Hollywood show, and Susie's being the boss as she is, but I don't think they would mind if we give Rowdy just a little bit of what Misfit Radio was about, how we made people famous. So I'm going to let D'Angelo address Rowdy, D'Angelo Misfit style.
Oh, my God, all right. Rowdy.
Yeah, I'm right here, bro.
I hope you listen. All right. Alright, I'm trying to, it's my wood knife, so I'm not trying to flip up too bad right now. Oh, shit. Let me have a drink of beer. Because goddamn nobody's giving me any fucking weed tonight. Thank you all. Beer's having to fucking kill my nerves. Shut the fuck up, I'm talking.
Mm-mm. Rally. Yeah.
You want to be taken seriously?
Of course.
If you want any seriousness, if you don't want to be a laughing stock, the biggest fucking joke at Unstoppable, please take your head, guide it out of your fucking ass, wipe the shit out of your eyes, and look at the way you're fucking acting. You're nothing but a joke. When Little Miss Sweet Susie McHaggis, the sweetest one of the sweetest damn women in Unstoppable, to sit on air and fucking rip you a new one, maybe your fucking dumb mind might want to fucking think, hey, maybe I might be able to type, but I can't fucking talk. Goddamn radio ain't fucking for you. Okay. Just fucking stop acting like a fucking retard, and you won't get punk bitch slapped every goddamn day of your life.
But just because you have a face for radio doesn't mean you have a voice for radio.
Wow.
I would agree.
Oh.
This is one time I'm actually not going to argue with any of y'all. I actually agree.
Addie's raring to go, man.
Please let's bring him on.
Let's bring him on.
Here, I'm not running.
Addie, welcome to the show, brother.
I'm going to lay it out for you. How many times have I told you stop saying my name and I won't come at you?
May I say something?
No, just because you say something, I asked you a frigging question. How many times have I told you, stop saying my name, and I won't come at you?
One. But here's
no,
the thing.
No.
I only
no.
brought you up once today.
Oh, shit!
And that was agreeing with my brother, Nation.
The shit between you and I has
to stop at
some point. Time out, people. Rowdy, Addie, shut up and listen for 5 seconds. Okay? Addie, I apologize in the scene, but I also told you that I'd man up and apologize to you on the air. So I'm officially apologizing to you on the air because you proved me wrong about the shit that happened between you and my brother. I don't even know what all happened, but I promise you, a man of my word, I apologize on the air.
It's all good. But
anyway. The only beef I have right now between you and my brother is that this shit's got to end.
Well, I'm telling you, I've been telling him this for weeks now. As soon as he stops saying my name, it'll be over. Until then, I'm coming at him like a motherfucking spider monkey.
Rowdy, keep Addie's name out of your mouth. I'm sure Addie will keep your name out of his mouth. And Lincoln, I'm not a moron. If you got a problem with me, come on air and say it. Because I don't have a problem with you, dude.
I don't talk about him until he talks about me. That's a proven fact. And I prove it time and time again. So, yeah. Once he starts shutting up about me.
This is the time I'm actually admitting, what Eddie's saying is true.
Hell yeah, it's true.
Since we're all on air, let's agree.
So I'm officially on air going to say, yes, I'm a fucking attention whore, get over it.
Let's agree to put everything behind us, turn a new leaf, and start over. You and Addie don't even have to speak each other, talk to each other at all anymore. Just agree to put everything behind you right now on the air.
I got nothing to put behind me.
But
yeah,
anyway,
I'm telling you,
why
don't you either? Because to be honest, I forgot why I was even mad at him at the first place.
I will tell you why you was mad at Addy in the first place. Because he has bigger dick than you do and more balls.
Judge.
Well, there you go.
Now,
nobody
we shall go with this wedding, okay? So I think we should go with this wedding. And, you know, Rowdy, here's the thing. If I'm the peanut gallery motherfucker, you're the fucking Jif peanut butter. So get on your knees and suck my dick until my sperm shoots out. And then when it gets through, I want you to take one of my pubes, and I want you to floss between your teeth and get that little spermy baby out, because that's what you are. You are a living, breathing piece of sperm that no one wants. No one has anything to deal with. You need to go on The Biggest Loser. You don't need to go on anything else, because dude, if there was anything else you could actually do besides sit there and run your mouth, you would become a NyQuil bottle. Now shut up.
Sad part is, as much as I hate to agree with him, because you are my brother, that's true, dude.
You are my brother. I'm not gonna argue with you about it either, man.
You know,
I do my best not to argue with family, even though we are adopted.
Oh, please! Doesn't matter where your family comes from. You know that.
Exactly.
Yeah, in this case, it does.
Yeah, well, at least we're not part of the same family tree, and I think duties ends in a figure eight. But anyways, never mind.
Here's
if your
family the family tree between me
friends.
And Rowdy.
Hey, dude, you know I can't see it because I'm not even on the computer because my Wi-Fi's out.
Hollywood, did you get that?
He has the same mom, but different dad.
Okay, Hollywood, you need to look for area code 307.
Okay.
Who that?
The bride.
Oh, okay, I thought this much.
She went
Sorry,
to put that
did,
little veil thing on, and, you know, she had to get her little...
Right.
She's on air with you. Sorry.
Well, I'm waiting for her to call in. So
are you going to do that?
Somebody's asking for me.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't gone anywhere.
So is Duty going to stop saying my name?
I'll stop bagging on you, Addy, and I'll stop bagging on Susie.
Or are you going to have to go to some 30-day clinic for that?
No, dude, I'm done.
I'm telling you, men here, and I'm comfortable.
I was off for 3 months doing anger management classes, so I'm done.
I think you failed.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, the anger management classes worked till Addy came back and started making me mad.
But that's one of the first things you learn in anger management. That's one of the first things you learn in anger management is do not blame other things or people for your anger. You're the one that's angry. They didn't make you angry. You're the one that went off. You're the one that chose and decided to go off. So don't blame anybody for your anger and going off on anybody. Or telling Susie to shut the fuck up and you do that again, I swear to God, my boot is going straight down your throat.
Whoa, who's talking?
I think that's Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Thank you. I respect you. I'm not going to do anything else anymore.
Thank you.
All I know is talking, but it's been a while since I heard someone stand up to Rowdy like that.
Who you just heard is Tank Girl. Make sure you fan her, my brother, because he is something else to have on the
team. I have him fanned.
Okay, never mind then.
I've got him fanned.
I've been...
Awesome.
Out of the loop for quite a couple past months dealing with deaths in the family, so.
We've had quite a few deaths here, too. And I've had
my condolences.
I know that feeling. That was one of two reasons. That first was anger management. Second was I had a death in the family that happened back at Christmas.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. You don't bring
what?
That shit to the game.
I know.
Bullshit. And on that note, don't say my name no more. I'm gonna hang up now.
Yeah. This is not a TLC song, okay? Say my name, say my name.
Bye,
okay?
Addie.
No.
Be sure to scratch
Bye,
Ladybug
Addie.
Behind the ears for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Kiss all yep. the babies.
Okay, and where is the bride? I don't see her calling in.
307.
So,
She's not... I don't see her there.
I'm wondering if Lincoln's obviously listening to us right now. So, Lincoln, I don't know what your problem is with me. I don't know if it's because of the shit we had in the past. But I will man up right now, apologize, and I'm willing to put this shit behind us if you are. If you're man enough to accept my apology and put this shit behind us, you'll have my respect. I'm manning up and I'm apologizing right now.
Smart move.
Question is, Lincoln, can you man up and apologize?
Are we sure he has anything to apologize for?
He said apologize.
I was a complete dick to Lincoln.
Me and Lincoln
went at it.
Nathan, seriously. Here's the thing you don't understand, Nathan. You're asking a misfit to apologize. We never apologize for anything.
Exactly. And Link just said that, too. I don't apologize to no one.
Yeah, I just read that. Well, Link, I'm apologizing to you. You
and
ain't
we'll
gotta
buy you a
little Caesar's
pizza lunch. So. Enjoy.
I'm going to be a man and apologize to you. I was in the wrong.
All right, there you go.
We're all in the wrong, Nate. We just take it day by day and go.
It takes a real man to man up and apologize when he's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's funny. I dated a guy named Apologize, but I had to dump him because I kept having to say I'm sorry too much. I guess I came in his eyes too many times. So.
Oh, no, wait. That was just talking
like
about me. Yeah, that was me there for a while.
Chips.
Right. I think the
Lincoln's got issues.
All right.
Everybody has issues. Some of us just feel better with them than others.
Some of us just have one issue.
Some people
have a whole magazine store.
Suck it up and keep going.
And then some people have so many issues. They have volumes. They have so many volumes. Encyclopedia Britannica is jealous.
They have so many volumes. They open up their own
store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you are jealous because in Encyclopedia Britannica Falanica is jealous of you for being jealous, go out and defend Susie because...
Is that the thing you do?
Because
yeah, no. We're talking about
judged.
Issues and all shit.
I don't even know if I'm a fan of
yes.
Susie. Wow, even Susie got judged all screwed up there for a minute.
Oh, listen.
No, hey, wait a second now. Wait
judgment
a second. I need
without a clue. I don't have to do
Hold
anything.
On. Hold on.
As what I'm saying is, as far as his vocabulary, that was pretty good. That was pretty funny.
D'Angelo.
All right, so we're all about forgiveness and shit tonight, right?
All right, you guys good? We got other...
that's the tone of the show, you know. It's a happy thing. It's all forgiveness. So, you know, you can forgive me when I say this. Stay the fuck away from a goddamn woman, motherfucker. Done having too many people tell me you a fucking stalking ass little bitch. You broke my woman, I'm gonna fucking slaughter your fucking ass. Your ass ain't never gonna fucking be seen again. You're fucking on warning now, bitch.
Damn.
Oh! Peace and love.
No,
and it's a happy occasion. I feel the love. Can you feel the love tonight?
All right, Rowdy.
Damn, and all I did
all right,
was
Rowdy.
Just plain poo and red. What the hell have I done?
Good Lord.
Oh, wait, never
right,
mind.
Rowdy,
I just answered.
Are you guys good?
Was he talking to me?
He's talking
so.
To Kermit the Frog.
If you think I'm talking to you, I guess most likely it probably would be you.
You?
Yeah, because D'Angelo, Hothead Red's your wife, right?
Will be.
We'll be here soon.
End of the show.
Yep, we're trying to get to a wedding here.
Oh, okay, never mind.
We kind of got sidetracked for a little bit.
All right, he was obviously talking to me. And,
well, see, we have to have a little more comment here.
If this is about flinging crap at Red, that's not my fault. That kind of happened at spur of the moment when I had some advice given to me to accept the duty.
So, all right, look. It's just out there. My woman, people try to fuck with her, they gonna be fucked up.
I've been gone.
I'm being told shit.
I've been gone.
I'm back now. I've been told shit. Bam, it's on the fucking table. It is what it is.
All right, we're ready to do the wedding. I think the groom is here. The bride is on her way.
All right.
We
got to
do this,
Nathan?
Because I got a divorce to settle here in just
a few
minutes.
I'm going to ask you guys.
If anybody needs a divorce lawyer, I'm on call 24/7.
No, we got Judge here for that.
And it's rubber
band. All right, Nathan, Robbie, thank you, gentlemen, for calling in.
Yes.
Sit back and enjoy the show. And we got a wedding to get to, and we have other business to take care of tonight.
Yes, we're going to take care of business.
Feel free to call in any other night. Just we got a full slate tonight. So thank you, guys.
Hollywood, I need to use one of your Versace suits real fast. I'll be right back.
Okay.
HIB, remember the last time he wore one of your suits? You might not want to agree real quick.
No. I bought a special one I don't care about. And it's Armani, not Versace.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Okay, I'm back. How does this Armacula look?
What?
Eula?
It's Armani. Armani. Not Versace, not Armaki, not Hakalokulu Kanugi. It's not made in Hawaii.
Hakuna Matata.
Okay, that's Hakuna Matata.
Oh, good Lord. And we have somebody else calling in now.
It's the Brad.
Come on, Red.
No, she's on. I got her on. I'm going to check this
hey,
out.
I'm right here.
Hi, Reddle.
Oh, you're there.
Hey.
Hi. All right.
I'm here.
Hold on. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm sorry. I'm typing this on me.
Okay. Are we ready? We got to have some music. Don, don, da, don, da, don,
oh, yeah,
da,
I
got don, da, 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 da,
da, I took care of this already.
Oh.
I
all right.
prepared.
Yes.
Yay.
This
okay,
is tonight, folks.
You're up.
Everybody take a place. Yeah, sorry. All right, there we go.
Go, Diva, go.
Judge, you can start talking.
Oh, hello. Okay. Cut the music.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and Addie. We are gathered here in this bestowal of beautiful sight to join together one of my misfit brothers and one of my misfit hot, sexy, just, if I was not gay, I would rat-tat-tat that ass.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Well, Red.
Yes, and this
is
wedding.
I don't need your ass.
Yes, okay. D'Angelo, do you promise to take care of Red, love, honor, obey, and worship her every need, make her punani tickle with her tongue, and just make her toes curl unlike any way you ever made a toe curl before.
I will bring her breakfast in bed. I will lick her from head to toe, asshole to elbow, and cherish her.
Lick her liver.
You gotta say I do.
I do.
He do. Okay, Red.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you sure you want to marry this one? Are you sure you want to marry D'Angelo? Okay. All right. Red.
I got a mute. Oh, God.
Do you promise to take D'Angelo for your husband and to get him his beers when he needs beers and to make him clean everything that you break and make him just go down on him like you ain't never gone down on anybody before, and make his heels go up and down and rub like two cats having mad intercourse with each other.
Oh, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Oh, she's done the damn dudes. Okay, you didn't win the power. Oh, you got a rings? Y'all got rings? I know my son down there. Drifty, give me the rings.
Drifty, the rings. Bring them up.
The rings, Drifty. Hurry up. Give me the rings.
Oh, tell me he's on the smoke break.
No, he's coming.
He's drinking my rings.
Oh, he's got keys. Okay, here's the rings. Okay, the rings are a symbol of unity.
Wait, they're symbol of what? I'm sorry, my hearing went. What?
Unity.
Unity.
Yes. Now, Red, if you would take this cock ring and place it on D'Angelo.
Oh, good Lord.
And D'Angelo, you take this ring and place it on your wife's finger. I now pronounce you husband and misfit. You may kiss your bride.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Red, yeah, just remember,
Hercules,
he promised
Hercules,
to obey
Hercules,
you.
Hercules,
yeah, I know.
Hercules.
I like that.
Okay, hold on. At request
Congratulations.
At request of the bride, the couple will do their first dance here, and there's two songs that she asked me to play. So we're going to take a quick music break. And, you know, everybody, let them do the first dance with the first song, and everybody can join in on the second one. And we'll be right back after this.
Are you strong enough? Do you feel my touch? You are the comfort in my eyes. Moving through the lust, feeling dangerous. I wanna open the door to your life. The steps we take on the way to free our minds. And lives have changed. When you sleep at night, are your dreams delight? Do all your fantasies fill your head? I wanna dance with you with the midnight moon. One in motion and do it again. The steps we take on the way to free our minds. And lives have changed.
And being with you was the moment.
Songs. All right, guys, sorry about that. And we can't have a wedding without this song. Hold on, let me bring everybody back on. Hello?
Hello?
All right, bringing everybody back on really quick. One more song to play. One more song to play.
What
we can't have a wedding without this one.
Everybody get ready.
Everybody.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's not a wedding without the chicken dance.
Yeah. Up and I want to see HRB do the chicken dance.
I'm doing the chicken dance. I always do the chicken
Shake
dance at
weddings. Shake those tail feathers.
Quack, 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 quack.
Do, 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 do.
Look, everybody in the chat's doing the chicken dance, too. Shell says it's a real wedding now. We got the chicken dance.
You have to feel this one when everybody's really drunk.
I know.
Fuck it up every time.
It's right. Everybody's too drunk to know who's
yeah,
going to
the
water
more,
at this point.
I just fucked it up again.
Well, as long as you don't trip, you're okay. We all chicken dance out?
No, man.
All right, we got another 40 seconds.
Not over yet. You got to keep
chicken. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know what Manifi's saying in the chat. I think everybody's danced out.
Yes. Hey, HRB, can I make an announcement, though?
Certainly.
Hey, Judge?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, here's your credit card back, and, you know, thanks for paying for all the booze.
Hey, the Guinness and the Jameson is on me.
Yeah, you guys see the rest of the alcohol over there.
Oh, yeah. The Jaeger cost alone of Judge is going to piss you off.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Red.
Yeah.
My gift to y'all is a 2-week honeymoon on my private island.
Your private
Aww.
Island?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have a private island.
I did not know this.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And the airplane is gassed up waiting for you. The private jet is gassed up waiting for you, ready to take you to the island.
And I just want to say the fact that the island is named Skull Island doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen.
Oh, it was spicy. The private island would have been Long Island.
Golly.
I don't get it.
Well, actually, it would have been Ireland, but, you know.
Yes. Oh, Judgy.
What?
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Hey, Kelly.
Who's this?
Whoever thinks he has an evil laugh. Sorry, no.
All right, D'Angelo, my buddy, my brother, my Mr. Ben, Red, you're so sexy. Jesus, if I was straight, I would just... Okay.
All right,
we have got you guys a gift, and fortunately, my husband isn't here tonight because he's still being held in an undisclosed location because until I can find out where he is. But anyway... We guys got you guys your own private castle in Rome. Enjoy it anytime you want.
Oh, wow.
Anytime you guys need to get away, there you go.
Anytime you guys need to get away. The only thing my son decided, well, he wants to, just in case he needs to get away too. So if you go running down the left corridor and you notice the ceiling shrinking a little and it gets kind of low, don't try to run in it because that's where he's going to go in.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because he's only like 4 foot two, you know, little short thing, little short shit.
And yet he's still taller than his dad.
Yeah, what? Hey, don't tell my son to lay down, because when he lays down, he's 6'3".
Never mind.
Greetings and salivations.
Hey,
hello.
Lightning.
Hello. So did I hear somebody choke a chicken?
It weren't me.
We did the chicken dance.
We did a dance with the chicken.
Yeah. And I fucked it up the whole time.
Oh.
Like,
and you mean I missed another bachelor party?
It's never ending.
You know better.
Yeah, this is D'Angelo. This bachelor party will be going on for another 3 years.
But I know, D'Angelo, you guys are going to be great. You and Red are two of the best around.
That's
you guys
right.
are going to be just as happy as me and Freak are. And as soon as I get my husband back, we'll be all partying, rocking, and then, yes.
Okay, Red just posted a scene for you, Susan.
I thank you very much, Rattles.
Thank you very much, Rettles. Rettles is so cute, isn't that voice? The way she carries her vowels, it's like, D'Angelo, you just one lucky straight guy, I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah, I know. She knows how they enunciate. That's like, wow.
Yeah.
Stop using big words. I told you guys don't use big words on days like today.
There's nothing over three freaking syllables.
Y'all are too funny.
All right, I'm working on a scene. So.
Oh, you're working on a scene? All right.
I made
hey,
one
Judge.
Yesterday.
I know.
Yes.
Judge,
yeah.
I know
yes.
we had some WU business to take care of.
Yes.
And usually this time of year, before we get to talking about the big announcements that were made last night, you know, we're both in this fantasy football league.
Yes, I won.
Yes, I thought we discussed that. So week one, the National Football League are in the books. Week one, the Fantasy Football League is in the books. Obviously, with 10 teams, there's 5 losers, 5 winners. And both Judge and myself are on the winning side of
yes.
things. Let's see here. Based on, well, let's go through the matchups. We had Team Hollywood, which is my team, defeating Hades Chiefs, which is Aggie's team. I won 93-65. Jukebox Heroes, which is Lord Amadeus' team. He scored 107 points. He played King Outlaw's team, the Arkham Knights, and
Boo.
He scored 137, so he won that one. Legends Misfits, a close one, defeated Welsh Renegades, 113-109.
Yes.
Mordrin's Eternity Enterprises defeated Shell's Gotham City Nats, and that was the biggest blowout of the week. So congratulations to Mordrin. And then the Midnight Hobos defeated Peb's Little All-Stars in the combined highest scoring match of the week. He won 140-135. And
Marshawn Lynch.
That's got, yeah. Marshawn Lynch and a bunch of guys he had. So what
yeah.
that means is, going through our top 10 really quick, the Midnight Hobos are in first place overall, followed by the Arkham Knights. Judge's Misfits are in third place. Eternity Enterprises, third overall out of 10. Third overall. Eternity
yes.
Enterprises is in fourth. Team Hollywood is in fifth. Pebsville All-Stars in sixth. Welsh Renegades, seventh. Geofox Heroes is in eighth. Gotham City Nats are in ninth. And then Hades Chiefs are in tenth. Coming up this week on our games, I take on, Team Hollywood takes on Pebsville All-Stars. The Jukebox Heroes take on Gotham City Nats. The Misfits, you take on the Arkham Knights. That's going to be a tough matchup. Eternity Enterprises will take on Hades Chiefs. And the Mid-Idaho Hobos will take on the Welsh Renegades.
You know, and speaking of the Welsh Renegades, I would like to thank Prince and, you know, we all have to bow down and congratulate Prince because he's the one who chose Ray Rice.
Oh, good, but yes. Yes. Well, you know, it's funny. I picked Josh Gordon, you know, and then the news came out. But then this weekend I heard news that there was a big meeting going on with all the owners about the drug policy. And there's a very strong possibility he will be returning in a couple weeks. So I ran out and picked him up Sunday morning.
Cool.
So hopefully that's a good pick. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
No.
Oh, I'm kind of just talking about the football stuff. I think this is, you know who. I'm trying to make a control of the force of the game. All right. Shut that music. That's enough.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening, King Outlaw.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not here to torture judgment. Not intentionally. I'm here to congratulate the lovely couple.
Well, I hope so.
Oh. I thought you were calling in to say you won your fantasy game this week.
Well, that too, but that's a different topic for another time. Tonight, you know, how rude of me not to bring a gift. So I had to go last minute shopping for D'Angelo and Red. And I think you two will love this. And Judgy, pay attention. I bring to you, and it should be arriving here shortly, the authentic ring complete with finger from Freak Icon.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh,
whoa,
no.
Whoa.
Come
whoa,
on now.
Bastard.
No.
Give me that, Bob. Give me the ring, you bastard. So help me go. Oh, God. What have you done?
Now, Judgy, that's yours. Not anymore, at least. For the happy couple.
No.
Hello?
Well, I think this wedding is going to be...
You will pay. You will pay.
I'm not paying for anything.
Oh, trust me. Watch. You
can
don't
I say
know
something?
Me very well then, do you?
Can I say just one thing?
Sure.
You just said it. That's it. Somebody had to say it.
Well, I'll let
twisted
you get back to
bastard.
Your celebrate. Thank you. I love the compliments. Judge, forget about this weekend. You have a piece of your husband back. Well, at least your buddy does. So,
you gonna
enjoy
pay.
It?
You're going to pay big time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You don't even know.
And on that note, I'll let the celebration continue. Bye-bye.
Gee, thanks. You're all hard. Really.
You piece of shit.
Boy, some people are calling. Some people have to be a rain cloud on a sunshiny.
Yeah. Can't have one freaking day.
No.
All right, his is coming. His is coming.
He's gonna pay big time.
Oh, he ain't gonna know what hit him.
I would say put the finger on ice if it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If it is
the
finger.
Yeah, if it's fresh.
It can be reattached.
Yeah, only
right.
if it's fresh.
Only
it's
within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Well, freeze it. Put it in the freezer.
That won't help.
Well, they said you pack it in ice. You just got to get to the
right.
to the hospital right quick. Just wow. When does it end?
I don't think it does.
We got to find him. We got to find him.
Mm-hmm. We got to get some tech people in and follow that link.
I got to go find some stuff.
All right.
Give me the finger.
Yeah, give him the finger.
Yeah, man, go. Just get here, man.
Let's make sure that's even the real finger. Yeah, how do we know it's not a fake?
Well, it had
somebody else's finger.
It had Freak's ring on it. Freak's wedding ring. This is true,
it could have taken the ring off.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Freak's had his prints done. You can always print it, you know.
All right, this is what I... All right, if I may change subjects and turn this frown upside down. We had some big news last night from Sports Unstoppable LLC. First and foremost, this was addressed from... This is on their Facebook page last night. It says here, Sports Unstoppable is excited to welcome the loyal and enthusiastic members of the Wrestler Unstoppable community to our family. We understand why you are so passionate about the game and intend to preserve the elements you love while working hard to provide enhancements and features to take your Wrestler Unstoppable experience to the next level. Rest assured, we have our priorities in order. Your game experience will not be interrupted as we work to stabilize the platform and community, while also assessing ways that we can enhance your gameplay and overall Wrestler Unstoppable experience. Additionally, we will be dedicating a team to the review and maintenance of past and current support kits to boost player satisfaction levels. While we know you will all continue to play regularly, we encourage you to check back often for updates on planned enhancements to platform features. Cheers to the unstoppable future, the Sports Unstoppable team. P.S. Check out the official press release here, and be sure to spread the word. Now, that being said, let me read the official press release. Reston, Virginia, September 8th, 2014. Growth, expansion, and enhancement of Wrestle Unstoppable are the top priorities as it officially joins Aurora Media Inc.'s Sports Unstoppable LLC. Newly created Sports Unstoppable LLC recognizes the potential of the growing and changing social media gaming market and the driving force of passionate players and fans. The initial goal includes a review of the platform for improved performance and experience for the members. The next evolution of Wrestler Unstoppable involves technological upgrades and a dedicated team for player support and platform enhancements. We're very excited about developing and driving Wrestler Unstoppable to the next level. The players are so important to the interaction and ultimate game success. We're actually investing in improvements for the game's dedicated player base and future players' experience, said Kevin Lucido, CEO of Aurora Media Inc. Sports Unstoppable LLC currently is evaluating the game for optimal player interaction. Players will continue training and fighting to the top as the game's enhancements and upgrades are planned. Well, there you go. And if you want to, you go to www.aurora-media.com for more information. As a matter of fact, I will now put in the chat. That's their website. So what do you all think about that?
Will we have a new logo up?
It looks like here by the company they have Sports Unstoppable, and if you go to the page, the main thing, it looks like they have Wrestle Unstoppable presented by Sports Unstoppable. That got put up today, or was it last night?
It got put up last night.
Yeah, I thought it was late last night. I was in the game. Okay, so there you go.
You know, Hollywood, I don't know what else I have to do for this.
Yeah, when are you having that big match with him?
I already beat myself up. He won the title. I spent 24 hours thinking my husband was gone because he fell from 20 feet above the ring into a fiery inferno of fire, and I was left to believe that he was gone. And then last night on Mordrin's show, I was ordered to be at Mordrin's show, and as I was there, apparently it was not Freak, but I know Freak's finger, and this looks just like Freak's finger, and I don't know what more this people want. I just wish that they would stop and let me know what is going on, because it's getting ridiculous.
What now?
Really?
I'm so good to my show, I have no control of the soundboard.
Speak of the bitch, and she appears.
Hello? I do have somebody on
hold. See, they're taunting me with this. It's just every time I hear their intro, I freak. I'm becoming like a saltine. I'm becoming brittle. They're breaking, and I can't. Again, please, Outlaw, stop it. You and Sasha and Amadeus, please stop.
Uh-oh. Who was that?
Bub.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard Sasha.
Me too.
Oh, she's played her song. Her song gets thrown up, and it's just constantly it's something one time after the other. It's just, oh. That's but you know what? I'm assembling an army.
Uh-huh.
The Judge Army?
Starting in sacrifice. Yes. The Army of Justice.
Damn fucking right.
Cool.
I already told Morgan to be prepared. His company will become divided. Leading the charge will be me and my son Drifty, along with a band of other top talented wrestlers who I have already recruited. So Outlaw, Amadeus, Sasha, get ready, because when we strike, your souls are going to shiver. Your eyelids are going to hurt. You're going to wish that you never fucked with me or my husband.
You tell him, Judge. You tell him.
You got more than enough support, Judgy. The army's going to be fucking huge.
Some people are due their comeuppance.
Indeed.
Yes.
Quite so. All right. Judge, you need a few moments to calm down, because what I could do here is I can do my... I only have, like, two promos to do tonight.
Okay, yeah, I got to step out. I'm getting...
All right.
I had this finger sent off. I got to go check it.
All right, you do that. All right, I'm going to read these two promos quick. First up, we're going to discuss WWA Mid-South Championship Wrestling. I'm going to put the link in the chat first, and then I will put the company owner...
Malice Island has a new tag team.
All right, hold on. I'm not there yet. And this is going to be the High Flyer of the Beast. This is his company, and I'm going to read the promo here. All right. Mid-South, WWE Mid-South Chip.
Wait.
What?
I just want to say hi.
Hi.
Because you hadn't said hi to me all night.
Hi, Bubsy.
I didn't know. Hi, Bubbles. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. All right, can I do this now? I'm going to start muting people.
Okay.
All right. Where is it? All right, Mid-South, WWE Mid-South Championship Wrestling, which was started in the summer of 2014 by the High Flyer, the Beast, is a member of the World Wrestling Alliance, WWA, which was started the same year. As of August 29, 2014, Mid-South became a corporation. Now we are working to make Mid-South the greatest company in WU today. Their theme is an NWA style mixed with a bit of modern wrestling of today. They have their shows are Championship Saturday Night, Clash of the Champion is their pay-per-view, which is a monthly pay-per-view, obviously. Titles and divisions right now, United States Heavyweight, Mid-South X Division, holds, throws, and aerial moves only. Mid-South Television, they have match types, normal match, hardcore match, no defense, bag of tricks, steel cage match, no defense, bag of tricks, an I Quit match, no defense, bag of tricks, must tell general manager before pinning, and you have to pin him at zero health. A first blood match, no defense, bag of tricks, pin at zero. A submission match, hold moves only, no defense or bag of tricks, pin at zero. Pure wrestling match, no bag of tricks, hold, throw, and aerial moves only, pin at zero health. They have a specialty match, War Games, 4-on-4 tag match. Hold moves only, no defense, no bag of tricks, and you have to pin them at zero health. A barbed wire death match, again, no defense, bag of tricks, pin zero. I think the whole thing with this is you role play the matches. So I think that's very cool. Right now their match payouts, open challenge 250. Championship Saturday Night matches 500 and championship matches are 1,000 coins. They've just started offering contracts at the moment. They offer 5%, and they plan on moving that number up very soon. Again, contact the High Flyer of the Beast, whose link I gave in there, for an invite or a contract. There you go. With that one, hold on a second here. Let me just close some windows here. Sorry about that. Next up, a franchise, if you will. Allow me to introduce you to the new titan of industry, emerging in the company scene here in Unstoppable, Planet Strange, Ricky Maverick, and Chino Malice have come together to create some of the most ingenious company concepts. And in the process, we've given birth to a new network. Just take a look at what companies we have. Megatropolis is the entirety of Planet Strange. It is a city inhabited by savage criminals, corrupt politicians, cyborg police force, and aliens. Attacks from kaiju monsters and extraterrestrial life forms are just another day in the life of the citizens of Megatropolis. And instead of punishing the most violent criminals, they are encouraged by participating in blood sports. Megatropolis also has its own competitive sports, beauty pageants, and triathlons. Sometimes there's a quiz going on down at the bar as well. However, it's mainly a city being ravaged by the war between good and evil, and those trying to preserve the balance. Finding your place here isn't as daunting as it may seem. There's always something going on, and you'll always find something to do. Megatropolis also boasts nearly 30 active tag team alliances, and the division is one of the largest in WU at this current time. Events here are unique and regular, and include everything from sports days to crime sprees, ghost busting to cross-dimensional travel, and much, much more. Megatropolis is fun and very competitive. You have to work for everything in this city, unless you buy it. Everyone dreams of kicking back on a sandy beach, listening to the crashing of the waves and soaking in the sun, right? Well, Malice Island is the wrong place for that. Inhabited by cannibals, killer monkeys, zombie pirates, a demonic stone, two secret cults, and multiple tribes that would throw you into a volcano just as soon as they bash your brains in with a rock. It's a foregone conclusion that the only dreams one would have with this island are dreams of escaping. All forms of travel are futile. Airplanes go dead in the air before crashing on the island. Ships lose their navigation and end up wrecked in Sinister Cove. Could there be a fiendish plot in motion to trap people on this island? The multiple events have begun and will provide many a challenge for those interested in facing them. Things don't always come down to violence on this island. The inhabitants know how to have fun, too. There will be surfing contests, sandcastle building competitions, even a chance to prove you deserve to rule over the island as chief. Tags have started, hardcore has been implemented, as well as a few more divisions. The events here, much like Megatropolis, are unique and touch on a variety of things, from tribal warfare, pirate invasions, treasure hunts, voodoo practices, to capturing killer monkeys, hunting down plane crash survivors, and much, much more. Find safety in the Calypso Club and watch everything unfold there until a possessed person comes in and starts trying to take someone's head off. Bama's Beach Bash is another company like no other. You see my theme here? Being fun and different is a good thing. What could possibly be better than relaxing on the beach, enjoying a beverage, and kicking the crap out of each other? Bama's Beach Bash is extremely well-run, active, and fun. With GMs on board like Bama, Oni, and Horny Cyanide, how can it not be? The roster ain't no slouches either. Also, look how cool the homepage is. It's seducing you, isn't it? Your nipples have just gotten perkier, haven't they? Well, come rub those nipples down at the bash, where it's not only accepted, it's encouraged. There's no open challenges. GM set matches, weekly title defenses, and the hottest GMs in Unstoppable. Come on, you know you want to get wet. And I'd just like to add, yesterday, I was crowned the Big Kahuna Champion there. So how cool is that? You know you want to be there. Now, not everything in Planet Strange is, well, abnormal. On the outskirts of Megatropolis lies a very sweet little factory, the candy shop. For years, this candy shop has been responsible for producing and sending all the sweet treats that many have had the pleasure of enjoying around the world. Every now and then, the candy shop holds a contest that will allow a select amount of people to come and tour the factory. I know what you're thinking. This place sounds too ordinary to be something found on Planet Strange, right? Well, if you consider that this place is owned and operated by a family of demons, and that the candy they produce is made with mind control inducing agents, you see why it fits so well. The candy shop has been around almost 4 years with the same owners, Psycho Girl and El Cheeky Block Diablo. We offer a variety of divisions, tags, hardcore, guys versus girls, heels versus faces, and elimination rounds. We have R20s, where you can win promos and nameplates from both El Cheeky and Firestorm. The weekly show, monthly tourneys for titles, and weekly tourneys for both coins and bucks. Open challenge is currently 2,000 coins, so come join us. We don't do contracts at the moment, but we have a great staff of GMs, and you can be as lazy or as active as you want. So ask for an invite. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Planet Strange proudly brings to you a freak show like no other. Feast your eyes on the Carnival, where there are many attractions to keep you entertained, but the loss of your soul will keep you contained. Do try to enjoy the show, because once you're here, you'll never be able to leave. Witness the Wolfman, the Inside Out Kid, the Sword Spitter, and other wonders the likes you may never know. I'm sorry, you may never conceive, but beware of the Ringmaster, who has tricks up his sleeve. The Acrobats will amaze you with aerial stunts. The Soul Leader will ensure you see the show more than just once. But do heed my warnings. I'm not here to deceive you. You know this is Planet Strange. This carnival is evil. Carnival is run by Aaron McFadden. Contracts on request. Weekly tournaments, 1,000 coin open challenges, weekly shows, a tag team division, and a slew of events that are sure to catch your eye. GMs along with Aaron R. with Virya Uzuki and Bob Sapp. So as you can clearly tell, Planet Strange is a place that many have already called home. Only those who aren't afraid to step outside the norm would purchase a ticket to one of these locations. Consider this the travel agent to set you up with a first-class seat to one of these strange places. We currently have scouts traveling around to see if there are any other strange places that we have yet to explore. If you believe you are in control of something befitting the Planet Strange, message either Ricky or Shino, and we'll discuss getting your place on the map. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the franchise known as Planet Strange. And with that, I'm done with the promos for the evening. So let's get back to our normalcy, shall we?
I have a promo.
You have a promo? All right, Susie has a promo, ladies and gentlemen.
Rattlesnake Ron is hosting a huge tournament. There's the link to the scene.
How huge is it? Oh, sorry.
It is so huge, it'll blow your mind. The tournament starts on September 21st. The fee is 100K, total prizes over 40 million in coins and more than 2,400 bucks.
Each That's freaking huge! Sorry. Go. See,
each
I got
of
all
the two semifinalists will win a very large company. Runner-up will win a company with 10 million coins in the bank. The winner will receive a company with 30-plus million in the bank and the 2,400 bucks. Two companies for the semifinalists are Python and Water Snake. Water Snake has 23 belts, 17 divisions, tourneys, six-man tags, and a little over 73,000 coins in the bank. Anyway, So if you would like to get involved in that tourney, go to that scene. There's more information about the companies. I'm not going to read them all. But right. If you want to be involved in that tournament, then you need to join that scene and let Rattlesnake Ron know that you would like an invite.
Right.
Also, Megatropolis and Malice Island have a new member.
Oh.
Yep.
Very cool.
Me.
Oh, there you go. Very good, Susan. Cool.
And Malice Island has a new tag team.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
I'm gonna take a wild guess. So you're involved in this tag team.
Yes.
And who's your tag team partner?
Addy.
Oh, very cool. Do you guys have a name for your team yet?
No.
Okay.
Well,
that's
not cool.
Yet.
I could say something.
Working on it.
That'd be nice.
What, Judgy?
I was just saying that this is going to be nice. You guys are going to be a great tag team.
That's not what you said.
I said I could say something, but I'm going to be nice.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm just surprised that Angel isn't here tonight.
Well, that's somebody I haven't faced in a long time.
Yeah, Dish Angel Malice is usually here. All right, so we have about 17 minutes left in the show. We do have a caller on hold. Hello, caller? Hello? And they dropped as soon as I brought them on. Good Lord. Oh.
Don't be scared to call in. We won't bite.
Much.
Very much.
All right, so we have about 17 minutes left in the show. So, What do you guys think about the new owners thus far?
We got a new logo.
I see that.
That's about all.
All right, I want to bring something up here.
Well,
I mentioned
this
a few weeks. What? What was that?
Getting things done is going to take some time.
It is, and I agree. And the thing that I'm being sarcastic because I know this is what other people are going to be doing. Okay, we got new owners now. Let's see changes. It's not going to happen.
It's going to take a while.
Nameplates are being approved, though. He did come on the other night on Happy Hours, and he said nameplates are being approved. If you have submitted a nameplate and it's not approved, to message them, I guess there's a form that you can go to their site, and I guess you can message. And I may be overstepping some stuff right here, but I'm just going to tell you right now, I guarantee you, his inbox is slam full, so probably would not try to message his wrestler in the game because I doubt he's going to actually take, he could possibly respond to some, but I just don't foresee him doing that. I think it's going to have to go through anything. It's going to have to go through their board, their website company and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, they're going to be very – I'm sure they're going through all the old ticket requests that have been sitting there. Because I have a feeling during this whole thing, there have been trouble tickets submitted, and no one's gotten and done them.
True.
I've been mentioning this over the summer. October 25th, I just posted the link there. October 25th, I will be participating, or manager will be participating, in the ExtraLife.org 24-hour gaming marathon for the Children's Miracle Network for the children's hospitals around the country. Taking donations. No donations too small, no donations too big. Any amount of money, if you guys want to donate, there's the link for it. I'm shooting for at least $200. I get the T-shirt this year. I got it last year. I thought that was very cool. I hear somebody speaking in the back.
Somebody, there's an echo.
I hear an echo. Who's got it?
Shouldn't be me.
Hold on.
Okay, but folks, I got to get going. It's time to go watch SOA on couchtuner.com.
Right. There you go. Are you sure? Because it's not over yet.
I know. Well, afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Well, I'll be here for a couple more minutes, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, SOA isn't over yet. SOA is officially over at 12:30 Eastern, so. That's what I'm saying.
Leslie's not happy. She can't watch it right now.
Did that just... That sounded like bubbles.
It's possible.
It is.
Ms. Bubbles?
It has been Bubsy all along.
Hey, Bubs.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to take off. Ren D'Angelo, congrats. Thanks for having me on as usual. Talk to you soon, and I promise not to spoil nothing.
But you promise not to spoil nothing, which means you're going to spoil something.
I'm not going to spoil nothing. I even watched something that was semi-spoiler with seven reasons, things I needed to know before I watched it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so tonight's going to be extra hellacious, apparently. All right. I'll bother you no further. Good night,
okay.
Bubs.
I didn't realize you were here tonight, Bubs. How are you doing?
Ms. Bubbles?
Surviving. Missing internet, missing being able to wrestle, but we'll get back soon.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, moved into a new place, and, the manager did, and she's too sorry to get internet.
Well, kick her butt and tell her to get on the ball.
I'll try to. Huh? You need to hush up over there.
No.
I have to get off Facebook. I was posting that link there for the extralife.org thing. I see people trying to make comments already. I think there should be a rule. No one can say anything about Sons of Anarchy for like 40, or any show for like at least 24 hours. I hate like the second the show's over and people start posting everything about it.
That's why I don't read that's why I don't read Facebook.
And people are like, you should watch episodes. Like, have courtesy.
I'm so mad right now I could spit nails. I was trying to find somebody close that was going to watch it so I could go see it because I don't have cable either right now.
What are we watching?
Talking about Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, you want me to tell you what happened?
Shut up.
Don't you dare, Judgy.
Well, see, I'm
They'll cut all your
I'm
damn fingers
judgment.
Off, okay?
I'm not going to do it, but I do want to give a big shout out to, and you know, here's the thing. What do you do? Do you play the wrestler game to be here tomorrow night, or do you stay home and you watch the best cooking chef ever on TV, Gordon Ramsay, return for Hell's Kitchen? Yeah, I'm probably going to be watching Hell's Kitchen there.
And when's that on tomorrow night?
2-hour premiere comes on tomorrow night, because everyone knows in real life I am the child of Julia Sugarbaker and Gordon Ramsay. Yes.
Man, this is a lot of shows on Wednesday.
Is that what you said, Judgy?
Yes, if Julia Sugarbaker and Gordon Ramsay had a child, it would be me.
All right, then who are my parents?
Who are your parents, Lightning? Yours would be Graham Norton and Betty Davis.
Hey, Betty Davis is awesome.
Betty Davis is awesome. And, you know, I do want to take a moment. I don't know if Hollywood had done this before because I was running late because, actually, I'll be honest with you, I forgot about it.
What?
I forgot that it was Tuesday and I had to get here. But I do want to say condolences to Melissa Rivers and her family.
I forgot about all about that tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did
we
not.
Did lose another legendary comic. And this is, I mean, she was a genius in her time. If people remember, she was one of the first females to basically co-host The Tonight Show. She filled in for Johnny Carson many, many times, and then they had this big blowout. I don't remember what it was, but Joan Rivers, we're going to miss you, and rest in peace, lady.
Rest in peace, yes. And I'm going to say famously, since it's a wrestler show, in 1985, she had the pleasure of interviewing Hulk Hogan for the first time on The Tonight Show.
Yes, she did, yeah.
And you need to send a big shout out to her, to the family on Twitter.
And you know, and just because, you know, get back to the Unstoppable thing, Hollywood. I do know who you're, whose child you would be.
I beg your pardon.
You would be Emeril Lagasse and Rachel Way's child.
Oh, why Emeril?
Bam. Bam.
Okay. Ray.
All right. What about Bubbles?
Bubbles would be Martha Stewart and...
Oh, hell no.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker?
Bob Barker.
Yeah, Shifty, she was one of the first women to do stand-up.
I'm not getting mad at you right now.
I know.
And you said self? Because that's what you call yourself.
Yes. I'm just like bummed out right now because there's a lot going on, and my mind's going in 50 million places right now, so I don't really know what I'm talking about, so you have to just overlook me for a second.
Okay.
Oh, I understand,
Jackie. Do I know?
I understand, because, I missed the game. I'm having withdrawals.
Well, I'm basically tell you, you're not missing much in the game because I hardly go on the feed anymore because the game is. But you know, I do support Kevin, and I know that if people give him time, things will get better because this is a guy who basically loved the game. This is a guy who, you know, and I as much as I can't stand King Outlaw right now, I have to put him in this category. Mithras, his manager, King Outlaw's manager, and Pev's manager. These three guys are guys who actually took time to learn this game. I know a lot of people come on here and they just wrestle, they just do random moves, they try to build up things, and they try to storyline everything. But these three guys, to take the time to put into this game, to learn what the moves are, to learn what the damage is, to get the achievements that they've done, is something. So I feel better that the game is actually in someone's hands like that who will take time to make the game work. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, wait a minute, I studied a game, and I, yeah, but I'm telling you, these are the three people that I know first right offhand. I mean, face it, Pebs jerked me in his stable, and oh my God, it was like freaking calculus. It was a college calculus geometry test.
Because he is the USL Nazi.
He is the USL Nazi, and that's what he wants to achieve, and I support him, and I back him 100%, and I wish him the best. I hope he does get the USL title, because one thing you can say about Pebs, and not only Pebs, but for anyone like Hollywood, anyone who is going for the USL title, one thing people can look at Pebs and say is if he does win the USL title, he earned it. He didn't hop, skip, jump to stable to stable like a few others that I know, to get into a group one stable to win a title. One thing with Pebs, he did put time and effort in, just like Hollywood. Hollywood puts time and effort into his matches, and he's great. I mean, if you get Hollywood in the ring, basically you're fucked.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Unless you block,
USL,
dodge, and then you can win.
I'm in the USL finals this week. I joined Death Row Club last week. First or second. Obviously, we finished in the top two, but I think not one of us had a losing record. It was one of those things like, wow. And here we are fighting DGA.
True. And to go along with what Drifty said about Joan Rivers being the first female for stand-up, I also want to say a big thank you to the first female of Unstoppable who done stand-up, and that's Starry. We're going to miss you, Starry. I hope you come back soon and enjoy your time off.
And why is Starry taking time off?
Starry's just taking time off for Starry. I think I think she's one who has said that she's just burned out. You look at it, and her and Pebs was on here daily doing things, and I think she just got burned out. She was big time in storyline. She was big time in this, and you know that's one thing.
A lot of GM work.
Yeah, she's done a hell of a lot of GM work. She kind of took Wrestling Mama's spot into being one of the top GMs that done a lot of work. So you can get burned out on that.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get internet back. And, I already know I probably have two open slots, so I'll be coming to new companies. I won't be looking for contracts. I'll be looking to earn my way.
Well, you know, a lot of people are going to say that they want to earn their way into it, and that's fine. You can do that.
You know me, Judgy.
Oh, I know. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, I just want to say we got 2.5 minutes left, guys.
Okay, good. So we killed the 17 minutes with me rambling nonsense.
Yes. just want to say really quickly, tomorrow night, tune in to PWR Slam, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And if you haven't already, go on Facebook, look up the Back to Basics Radio Network. We have our own Facebook page. Hit like, and you can stay up to date on all that happens with the network. Okay.
And if people did not understand what Hollywood just said.
What happened? Did I break it split up again? Did I...
No, you didn't.
No.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was letting Lightning say something. He said something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just listening.
Oh.
But I do want to say one little thing. When we do get back on, I will be back on air on Monday nights with Trainwreck Radio. And I'm hoping Thursday nights we might be able to do some cooking again.
There you go. Very cool.
And I got some people asking for this, so I'm going to post the link. If you're in Sacrifice, you can join it. Here's the link to the company. That's the link to the scene for my recruitment scene where we're going to do it. And What I was going to say, Hollywood, if people did not understand what Hollywood said earlier, this is what he said.
Great. Just fucking great.
Yeah, why are you saying, you know what, I missed something. Was I speaking clearly? I don't know what I
Yeah, I was just it's just a random thing. Just go with it.
You were just busting balls. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, just go with it.
Okay.
Go with the flow.
I always do. All right, we got 20 seconds left. Susie, you want to say anything in closing?
Be sure to like the Back to Basics Facebook page and tune in for all the great shows here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern is PWR Slam. Thursday is Soccer Pundits. Not this Thursday, but usually Friday is SACOH Radio.
1 second.
And Back to Basics, and you know the rest.
Right. I want to say congratulations to D'Angelo and Redhead Red for their wedding. Congratulations to the new owners of Unstoppable. Hopefully they'll take in the right direction. And I believe we're done. That's it for another week. Thank you, guys. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm just going to type something in chat.
I actually have nothing to say.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Because without you guys, we would just be talking to ourselves. And that's that. All right. We're in the after party. Anybody wants to hang out, or we can just call it a night?
Yeah, we're in after party.
I'm actually going to call it a night, so.
All right. Very cool.
Oh, my God, guys. Judge is the official
what?
Ultimate face now.
What's the matter? I didn't hear that. What?
Judgment is like the ultimate face now.
Why? What'd you do now?
Because of this storyline.
Which storyline? Okay. I was going to say, is there a scene for it? Or?
No, we haven't made a scene. We're starting. That was the recruitment scene over in Sacrifice. We talked with, I think Outlaw's manager talked with Amadeus's manager about doing it, because what's going to happen, it will divide. It's pretty much dividing the company now. So we got to see how far he wants to go, if he wants to break it into two things, add two things. So, but we are trying to come up with something. We don't want to use, you know, like Outlaw is Legion of Hell. That's what he's got, his group. So we're trying to find something for this group that I'm assembling. We don't want to call Revenge, because it's already been used so much. So we're just trying to think of something. So guys, think anything would be funny, just let me know.
Very cool.
All right. Well, good night, y'all.
Have a good one.
It was fun.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
There, and I hope to see everybody soon.
We look forward to you.
Yep. Hope to see you guys soon, back in the game and on air. Okay, they hung up.
Was that White Lightning and Bubs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just those three. All right, Susie's going to
I'm out of here, so good night, everybody.
I'm
out of here, too, I think so. Judge, you ready to call tonight?
Yeah, we're going to call it a night. I got to go get ready for Hell's Kitchen tomorrow night.
Very good. Okay, I want to get ready to watch Sons of Anarchy in half an hour. When it's over, I can watch the DVR episode.
You know, I missed it. What channels it come on?
FX.
Okay.
It's probably going to be. Hold on. It's probably going to be replayed at 12:30. So.
Well, I ended up dropping my satellite because I lost several TV shows.
Okay.
So what I did was I got. We have Charter communications here, and the good thing about it has what they call on demand.
Right.
And you can watch, you can go back and watch season one.
Oh, I get on demand too. I have on demand. Yeah,
you can go back and watch it. So that's the good thing. I can just type it in and go watch it. I just couldn't remember what channel it was. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's on
FX. All right, you guys have a good one.
Yep. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you all next week for more of the Unstoppable Super Show.
Nice.
Have a great one, everybody.
See ya.
Say good night, Judge.
See you later.
Okay.